Now, usually, school board meetings for the MCCSC are the fourth Thursday of every month, but you guys couldn't wait. You had to go a little bit earlier because you had plenty of people to introduce and, well, replace.
We sure did.
Tell me all about it.
We sure did, and I want to say good morning to David, too.
It's Sue, how are you? It's good to see you. How are you?
I'm fine. Listen, this is one of the most exciting school board meetings I attended, and yes, we had to have it Tuesday because we needed to approve some hirings recommended to us from the superintendent so that these people could get started. I know that, you know, we just ended school a little while ago, but there's so much that happens during the summer, so I am so happy to say Andrea Mobley, former assistant principal at Bloomington North High School, is going to be our new assistant superintendent and director of human resources and operations. This is going to be wonderful for us. Marque Winston, who comes to us from most recently from Dayton, Ohio, she did some work in education in Iowa, but she said she's willing to lose that Hawkeye title and come be a Hoosier. So Marque is going to be our assistant superintendent for curriculum instruction, and she'll supervise the secondary education. And then we are bringing back a position we lost several years ago, and that'll be the director of elementary education, which will be filled by Deb Prankert, who right now is the principal of Clear Creek. And I know people will be sad to lose her, but, hey, we're really happy that we have her, and she can be working with all of our elementary school principals. Pretty good news, I'd say.
Absolutely, and the reason to move the meeting up is obviously to get these people acclimated into their new roles before August. I mean, August 9th is when school gets back in session, but
everybody
gets going a little bit before that. Right, Dr. Dave?
Well, exactly, and David knows. I mean, North has now lost two assistant principals, one to this promotion and one to retirement. So there's assistant principals that need to be hired there. There's some assistant principals other places. You know, Glass, you talk about the domino effect that, you know, some people leave and then that opens up some positions. And there's a lot of work to be done, especially for Andrea just coming on now as HR director. She's going to have to help with a lot of this hiring. So we need to get moving.
Now, when these positions become available, are these national searches, Sue? How does everyone go about this?
You know, and David might know a little bit better than I know this, but there are certain positions that we do, like especially our administrative positions. And I think Dr. Winston, who came to us most recently from Dayton, where she was assistant superintendent, she knows people in Bloomington and at IU because she's done some things nationally. So we have people who are connected with us who, of course, go out and make some contacts with people, which is really the best way, I think, to bring people into our community, people who can say, you know, talk about how great Bloomington is and our school corporation. So I believe these administrative types of positions are advertised nationally, and as well as our principal positions, any of those leadership positions. We try to look around a lot for, although Superintendent DeMuth really does like to promote from within.
And Pillar's living proof of that, aren't you?
I have moved up over the years, yeah.
I think some of that is good because you want the good people to stay in the district. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that everything's in there. But at some point, maybe you do need a fresh set of eyes on everything so you don't get everybody talking the same language, so to speak. So you mix it up, you shake it up, and every year it's almost like the coaching carousel and name your sport after the last day of school free agency begins and everybody's looking around. So this isn't what I'm trying to put out to everybody is this isn't new. Now, maybe it's new in some of the specific positions that doesn't turn over annually, but teachers turn over annually. Assistant principals move up to be principals. Sometimes principals from schools move laterally or move to other districts. We've heard that over the years. So this is normal, right? So this isn't anything anybody should be worried about.
Oh, no, not at all. But we have a lot of people of about the same age in our administration. And that's one of the things that happened. Jan Bergeson retired. Peggy Chambers retired. So it leaves some openings for us. And we had a vacancy for a few years in elementary education. Tim Thrasher retired. So we now have a new finance person. So we don't hire this many people usually for this level of administrative positions. This is the first time in a number of years that we've made these hires. But it's all very coincidental with people's ages. And I am just thrilled because, you know, everybody kept saying, well, whenever Tim Thrasher leaves, this is going to be horrible. You know, we'll hate for all these people to leave who've been here. We're finding some really wonderful people who've done this kind of work and really believe in our school corporation, too. And that's the great thing. And they're going to work their tails off. They told us that at the meeting on Tuesday, and I take their word for it.
And Tim Thrasher deserves retirement for all the work he's put in the last 10 years. He's
sure
been there
does.
30-something years. But getting the referendums organized, sorting out through the state's choppy waters, we'll say, and making sure that the school district stays on the up and up and makes sure that the money's being spent the best way possible. I think Tim should have some kind of honor bestowed on him for
doing that.
Well,
you know, you're right, Glass. And one of the things, working in city government for as long as I did this, in city government and in county government, whenever something happened negative that we've had in the past, as you know, with finance things, people have always said, boy, if only we could have Tim Thrasher with us. You know, these things wouldn't happen. And so Tim is regarded in this whole community as being one of the most trustworthy and honorable people. Plus, he is so patient and can explain finance stuff, which, you know, is really hard to understand. But he's so patient in explaining it to people. He certainly will be missed. And you're right, he deserves some special award.
And again, holding it together, putting it together, and making a plan to move forward. Very positive. Sue Wanzer is our guest this morning. She checks in with us from the MCCSE School Board. Dr. Dave Pillar from Jackson Creek is here as well. And the other part of the special session meeting from Tuesday night was you're in the real estate business.
I'm sorry, you just cut out for a second.
Oh, you're in the real estate business now, the school.
Oh, we are in the real estate business. Yeah. You know what? We had to approve the sale of a little sliver of land running along Gordon Pike that borders Bachelor. So it's part of our property because it's part of the Bachelor property. And this is going to be part of what becomes the road widening when Gordon Pike connects with Fullerton Pike. So it really is a little sliver of land. If you look at the map, you can barely see where the line is. But the county needed it for a right-of-way, to extend their right-of-way, and a temporary right-of-way, which is where people will walk. It's a temporary sidewalk, I think, when the construction is going on, so it doesn't block pedestrian traffic. But the proceeds from that were about $270,000 for a little piece of land. Maybe we should have sold more and doubled it.
Now, where does that money go? That's always everybody's main question.
Well,
there.
You know, that was a question I had because I wondered if we could use it to, you know, help with our school lunch programs that we've talked about before. But our attorney, Tom Bunger, said it needs to go into the fund of origin. And so buying property would have come out of the capital projects fund. So the money will go back into the capital projects
fund. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It makes perfect sense.
Because they
and
wouldn't.
So that money will.
Because you wouldn't want
be
to sell
to
everything
help,
else off. That's right.
Right. And it'll be there to help with all of our with our building projects. So,
and we talked to Chris Scioli on Tuesday morning. Boy, and you've got some projects going on. Elevators going on at Binford. He's got I don't want to make that plural. You've got a new roof at Jackson Creek. He talked about some of the things with some of the older buildings that you have, chillers and heaters and stuff that needs to be replaced. So that will be a welcome addition to that fund because those are things you need to operate. You can't cut those corners off. But it makes sense to where the property money has to go because, as you mentioned, then you'd say, well, why not just sell 3 more acres and we'll cover lunch and we'll just do this and we'll do that. it's interesting. Well, it's very, very interesting because I don't think people understand how much when you see this, it's going to be built and how much room this is going to create. You're not going to even notice if you look at the map or an aerial shot.
Oh, no.
of Bachelor, that corner is it's right by my house. That's how I know this. It's ginormous. There's a ton of land
there. It is. It's huge. And so you're right. Nobody's going to ever be able to tell that there was.
And Pillar, you've got a pretty big footprint over there at Jackson Creek to the corner, don't you?
Yeah, we do, down to the corner of Sarah and Roar. It's a nice space. Now on the back, it's a little bit smaller than what people think because it's
the Jackson Creek.
It's co-owned property with the city of Bloomington. Alcott Park kind of comes down into the yard, and we kind of meet there about halfway. But in
the
front,
reason
it's
I bring this
space.
Up is because your corner will be the. That's going to be the quote-unquote new bypass coming through there to connect with Bachelor. So you might have some lengthening and strengthening coming your way at some point.
Yeah, we're working on that. That's in the
that's in the master plan somewhere, isn't
somewhere.
It?
It is.
But if that's going to be the new connector on that side of town, that's going to come right through.
John Carter's been working with that, you know, four or five years
ago
before he retired.
Then.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well,
and you've seen all the development already with the power lines being moved at Walnut Street Pike, with all that happening at the Roar Road and then into Gordon Pike. So it's coming. It's just you're gonna have a front row seat too.
Yeah, be great.
And Glass, when you go down Gordon Pike and Roar going east, like you're going towards Kroger,
right.
Doesn't that look really weird because the trees,
no trees.
And the power poles are down?
Yes. I mean, I've lived over there for it'll be 15 years in September.
Yeah.
And looking that way always looked like forest, and now it looks like horizon, and there's the ocean on the other side.
Yeah, that's Jackson
exactly.
Creek.
Exactly. Yeah, and Jackson Creek. Yeah, we'll go right over
that
to Jackson
corner
Creek.
Has been sold. That corner has been cleared out. The new power lines are being shifted. So, yeah, it's coming, and the progress is going to be there. So you're going to have, front row seat down there at Jackson Creek to see that. Dave Pillar, Sue Wands are our guests this morning. So that money goes back into the origination fund. If you would have bought property, that makes sense completely to do so. But down the road, we know that the state maybe isn't funding education to a level that is perhaps needed. Would you have to petition the state to change where that money could go? I mean, if school corporations somewhere, and I'm not saying MCCSE specifically, but obviously with this example that comes up, school corporations somewhere saying, hey, look, we got 100 acres of land. We'd love to sell it and use it to fund this. Would that be a state law type change? How does that work?
Yeah, you know, and the state legislature changed our funds. We're no longer going to have the five funds that we had. We're going to have two funds, and I think it's basically a general fund and capital improvement projects. David might know more than I do. Might want to correct me on that if I'm not right. But
historically, the funds that we've had to spend out of have been very restrictive, and now they have actually been opened up a little bit. So hopefully that'll help.
Yeah, and you know, and I understand what you're saying, Glass. And there does need to be some flexibility because you're right. A school corporation could sell a massive amount of property or building, and they might need that money for curricular or salary stuff. So it probably would have to go back to the state to ask for that permission.
Well, wouldn't the state find it ironic that the reason they're coming back to change the rules because they're not giving them enough in the first place?
Well, it's like donating plasma to pay for dinner. You know, that's what you're doing. You're selling off your own parts to pay for your basic needs.
I would hope they would find it ironic, Glass, but no, I'm not sure they would find it necessarily ironic.
And I think they'd probably want to change that to say, great, then we don't have to give you more money. You can just
start selling your stuff.
Have a garage sale, bake sale, car wash.
We've already done that.
Yeah.
We went through that 7 years ago.
Exactly. But in this community, you know, we talk about this so often, how fortunate we are. With the referendum and a community that supports education. And we really can use that money in our capital projects fund. And when you talk to Chris, when he's talking about all the stuff he has to do, the thing is that this school corporation has been so good about keeping up on maintenance and repair of our buildings. A lot of school corporations don't have the money. They defer maintenance. A few years down the road, it becomes even more expensive. And it's almost impossible for them to take care of it. This school corporation hasn't done that, and I think we're really, really fortunate that we've had people who have looked after that and have found the money, helped us find the money in a community that has accepted our bonding issues so that we have the money to take care of our schools.
Sue, can you believe that next year is year 20 of Jackson Creek?
No, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, the building turns.
Really?
Next year, the 17-18 school year will be our 20th year with students. So. I've not been there that entire time, obviously, but you talk to the people in the neighborhood, and I've seen a lot of photos and just the way that area has grown. And that's why we're doing the roof. You know, residential roofs are 15 to 20 years, and that's the old material that we had. We're now going to a metal roof. Of course, the cost is more expensive, but 50 years is what Chris is planning on this roof. We're looking at some new hot water boilers, some things that just go out. If people think about this, is a big, big, big house. The things that go out in your house over a period of time are going out in our school, and it's 20 years old. So
you're right on schedule.
We are right on schedule, and again, we can make the choice to let it all go downhill and then be stuck and try to replace it all at once, or we can do some preventative maintenance and fill in some cracks and throw some new paint up and make things last longer. I think that's the obligation we owe to the taxpayers and to our families.
And you've got a better chance of keeping a 20-year-old building in a working order than starting to have a maintenance program for a building that's been around for 50 years.
That's exactly right.
It doesn't work that way.
Well, and David's exactly right. You know, we let that go, and then we don't repair the roof, and then it causes other problems with leakage, and now we have to repair more things. So it's always more costly to do it later, and we're fortunate that we have the money to be able to take care of it now.
And as we mentioned with Chris, none of that money comes out of the referendum. So if people think that there's money being taken out of the referendum to patch a roof instead of having academic things, well, that's not true at all. It's another silo of money. Tim Thrasher taught us that over the years, and Chris reinforced that on Tuesday. So exciting times.
I'm glad you reemphasized that.
Yeah, it's just you don't like bad news moving around because it's tend to move faster than good news. So this is good because it's all covered. The silos are coming. The money's coming from the right places. And there's not, like you mentioned, even though Tim's not here anymore, it's been left in good hands. There's a plan in place, and new people are taking up the slack and working great. So we're excited to see that. And no news is good news in that sense. So we welcome all the new people along. Do you go over there and stick a sign in the yard that says sold on the bachelor property there?
No, because we'll still sell a little bit more of it if we have
to. Well, I don't think that's the worst idea ever, because if you walk over there and see what that corner is, but again, until the state or until somebody rules on how or where that can go, that'd be interesting to look at. All right, great job as always, Sue. We appreciate the time. We'll get caught up with you Thursday morning.
Okay, you guys have fun with Mick and the next half hour.
See you, Sue.
Right. Good job as always. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Sue Wanzer joins us from the MCCSE School Board. Keith's out this week on assignment. Dave Piller, Dr. Dave from Jackson Creek, is here as well.